Last Chabur, we had a chance to look at Se'ifim Beis and Gimel in Bishalakim, which was continuing something but also opening a new door. It was continuing the opening discussion about which foods are susceptible to Bishalakim, which are not. So the Gemara takes the next step, and then the Rishonim push it even further in terms of how you think about multi-ingredient foods. Because the opening Gemara, which is the discussion of Sif Aleph and some of the later Sif from Tezvav and so forth, are about individual foods. Is it Nechacha? Is it not Nechacha? It's somewhere in between. Is Al Shulchan Lachim not Al Shulchan Lachim? Somewhere in between. Pas, Parperes. That was open conversation. The top of Lama Chesam Aleph and Sif Aleph. Then we saw last time the next piece of Gemara, Kasa D'Harsana, already begins to talk about, well, what do you do when you have a multi-ingredient food? It's not just a single ingredient food, not just a baked apple or grilled fish. It's a multi-ingredient food. So the Gemara picks that up, and that was in Sif Beis, but Iker and Tafel. And then the Rishonim push it forward. We saw the Rashba and Tosus in many places about the Pashtida or the Panada, whatever, depending on what country you're from, what you call it. But you have, as we saw, multi-ingredient foods that are not blended. So if Beis was about multi-ingredient foods which are blended, then you just koveya, it's a homogeneous mixture, so just kind of what this stuff is. Is this stuff nikba al-shem the dog, or is it nikba al-shem the kemach? Is the coffee nikba al-shem the coffee beans, or nikba al-shem the water? So Gimel was where the foods are distinct, they've together form a single dish, but there isn't a homogeneous mixture, a blend. It's pieces, it's chunks. So then already we saw, that's what we had ended with, was an intriguing set of tosas in, where we saw in more than one place, in Chulin and in Beitza, tosas seems to be breaking it down into different approaches, different understandings of why the dough of the panada is no good. Is it because there's chunks of the fish filling on the dough? So those chunks of the fish filling, all right, they already became, the fish wasn't blended with the dough, they're separate, side by side, but separate, so the fish stands on its own, and the Nachri bakes the fish, it becomes Bishalakim, and now we have pieces of the fish, you know, strewn across the dough, in fact, peel off the dough, so the Shuman is Be'en, so that remains, that remains a problem. So that's just saying the din of Kasa D'Harsana and Kimcha Iker is only when it's blended. Here it's not blended. Each one is separate. I have eggplant topping on the pizza, so the eggplant becomes Bishalachim because it's not blended. So if there were pieces of eggplant then strewn across the pizza, that'll be a problem. That was one approach in Tosos. And the Vilna Gaon had pointed out, well, there are two approaches in Tosos. And then we saw that was the Machlokas Acharonim. This is where we left out last time. Machlokas Acharonim, Shach, Havastas, Rebbe Kiva Eger, versus the Vilna Gaon about, well, you're worried about Tavon Kikker, you're not worried about Tavon Kikker, it's really 2 days in Tosfos. Because one day in Tosfos says, yeah, you cannot just peel off the dough from the fish and eat the dough alone, because there might be pieces of fish, or shuman, be'en, gook, fat of the fish, globules on the dough. So that was one approach. The other approach in Tosfos, and this that again, that the difference between the two had been highlighted by the Vilna Gaon here. The other day, and that was the Vilna Gaon Sif Katan Ches, Kofi Gimel Sif Katan Ches, the other day said that even if you would scrape the dough clean, and now there's no residue of the fish on the surface of the dough, but the tom of the fish is nivla into the dough. That, the difference between the first sheet and the second sheet, is the only problem little chunks of fish, or is the problem tom of fish that was nivla into dough? And that's really a question of whether we worry about tom ke'iker of Bishalakim or not. And if the Nachri baked the fish, okay, so the fish is Bishalakim, now I eat the fish. I cannot even eat little pieces of the fish. Chatzi shir is us. Good. But how about there's namish no fish? There's no residue. There's no be'en. There's no pieces. No bits. It's just that the flavor is nivla into the dough. So that appears to be a machlokas 2 days in Tisus. A machlokas achron. Let me point out, it's not only a machlokas 2 days in Tisus, in Rishoni Ashkenaz, and this is where we left off, it's also a machlokas Rishone Sfarad. A machloka is the dominant Rishone Sfarad in the world of Yisra v'Hetter, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And you saw along with the Rashba at the very end of this section of Taras Habayis, the very end of Gimel Zayin, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin, the last Shar in the Bayis HaShlishi, is the Shar Zayin is about Pasakum Bishalakum. The very, very end, he talks about, the Rashba talks about Caleb. He talks about the Panada, and he talks about Caleb. The Panada was in Sif Gimel, the Caleb on Sif Tezayin. Caleb Shabisha Behem Ha'akam, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kalim Shabishal Behem Ha'akum Lefaneno, Devarm Shesh Behem Mishum Bishule of De Kochavim. Nachri cooks Bishal Akum sensitive food, Bishal Akum susceptible food in a Jewish kli. So he cooked Lefaneno, the reason why Lefaneno, meaning I know all the ingredients are kosher, the only concern is Bishal Akum. Still, Shachar first says Tzrichim Hechsher, Yeshomim Sha'inim Tzrichim, a machlokas whether you need to kasher or not. That is an explicit machloka as Rashba Ra'ah. Lechora is the same as the machloka of Sudeis and Tosas, as the Vilna Gaon pointed out, and it's explicitly a machloka as Rashba and the Taras Habayis, and the Ra'ah is a running critique of the Taras Habayis, the Berak Habayis. And both days are being quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Tezayin, the last Se'if in our Siman. And then he points, so that's this Lechora, this very same issue of whether are you worried about Tam Ki Iker or not. What we began to talk about, which I want to really dive into even more, is that the Ra'ah is quite explicit in this very lengthy piece in the Berak Habayis. The Ra'ah is quite explicit that there are a host of issues that he lines up. They're all rooted in this fundamental chakira. The fundamental machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, of which one big nafkamina is Tam Kikr, is really what's the nature, when Chazal created the Dindra Rabbanan of Bishul Akum, presumably, according to his most Rishonim, not all, because of Chasnos, well, what does that mean? So they created the Tam HaTakana was Chasnos, but the Ofen HaTakana was they made a new Machal Sasuris from Rabbanan? Or no? They created an Issa Mishum Chasnos. They said, you need, as we'll see, you need a hacker. You need something to remind you. Well, for now, what we're seeing is, it's like almost like an Issa Maisa, according to the Rav. The Rajma seems to understand, they create a Chafetz Machal Sasuris. The reason for this Issa is Chashash Chasnos. But Lomaisa, what they created, because of Chashash Chasnos, what they sought to actually create was a Chafetz Machal Sasuris. Whereas the Ra'ah says, no, it totally depends on whether there's chasnus or not. The situation is no chasnus. Ra'ah says that it's not asr. And the Rashi keeps saying, no, it's a loplug. It works like a regular machal sasuris. Now, offhand, the Ra'ah is the most logical. If it's chashash chasnus, so there should be no isr when there's no chashash chasnus. On the other hand, we know often deem drabon or loplug. And here, particularly what's driving it, and maybe what's often driving loplugs, is the Gemara in Beitza, that one of the great principles, where the Rav pointed out, Shefter has articles in the Svarim about this, one of the great principles that drives the design of Dim Drabanan is called the Tikkun Rabban Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's a Chiddush that Chazal have the right to legislate, that's a power that the Torah gave them, that Chazal have the right and the obligation to not only to interpret the Diyum Daraisa, but to legislate, to create new Diyum Drabanan, not only to discover and interpret the Diyum Daraisa, but to create and legislate new Diyum Drabanan in order to protect the Diyum Daraisa, largely, or for other reasons, but the most common reason would be to protect the Diyum Daraisa. Asum Mishmeresh L'Mishmartin. When they do that, it's a Chiddush that Chazal right to do that. When they do that, so one of the rules that, there are several rules that actually come up over the course of Machal Yakum, that govern and control, parameterize, you know, when and how Chazal create Diyum Drabanan. And one of the rules is, as much as possible, they want to pattern it after Diyum Drabanan. Did we talk about this all last week? The Kol HaTikun? I don't think so. The most common example, the easiest example to give of Kol HaTikun Rabban Kein Deraisa Tikun is probably Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos, right? So we assume machlokas and tanam. We assume that tchum Shabbos al pai mam is drabbanan. Cholokas, I think, I believe machaber amah, whether there's maybe a larger tchum which is daraisa. We certainly assume like the tanam who say al pai mam is drabbanan. For whatever reason, Chazal created the drabbanan of tchum. Where did they get the 2,000 amas from? The truth is, it probably comes from pasuk in chumash, not about tchum, but about Ari Halavim. But the dinim, by the obscure dinim of Ari Halavim, the Torah says that there are rules about the urban planning of the cities themselves, the Levim cities, and there are even rules about the vicinity, the outskirts of the city, the area around, that surrounds the city, also has certain special dinim. Up until 2,000, Pashup Shan Pasuk, you can take a look, the Rishonim there, Pashup Shan Pasuk, up until the radius of 2,000 amas around the city, is governed by the special status of Migrashay Ari Halavim, the outskirts, the vicinity of Ari Halavim. But beyond 2,000 amas outside the city, it's no different than anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, on the level of Daraisa, albeit in an obscure context, the level of Daraisa, the definition of vicinity of the city, neighborhood of the city, is up to 2,000 amas. So now Chazal are seeking, first, perhaps entirely unrelated reasons, seeking to create a limit on how far a Jew is going to walk on Shabbos. So even though it could be, for their purposes, it would have worked equally well to say 2,500 amas, 3,000 amas, 1,700 amas. But once you have a Daraisa pattern, we would rather, if it's going to basically fit the motivation, the need that the Drabbanan is being designed to speak to, we would rather build the construct the Drabbanan using Daraisa patterns. So we'll make it Chum al Pai Mama Pashtus, because that's barring the, it's Ke'en Daraisa. It's like the Daraisa. I have a Daraisa of al Pai Mama Svivos Ariel Avim, so we'll have it to draw a bun about Payamama Svivos, whatever city you were shoveis in the beginning of Shabbos. So you had, so Bishul Akam, what's the most obvious Kandarais is, well, the Torah has 20 or 30 different items which are Machalos Asuras Minat Torah. Arlos Machalos Asuras, and Kalayim Machalos Asuras, and Bas Machalos Machalos Asuras, and Behemoth Tamei Machalos Asuras, and Nevela, and so on and so on. We learn Masechet Chulin this year, come across plain Machalos Asuras. So the most obvious Kandarais is, we want to create an, we want to limit the way in which you eat with Nachrim, Mishum Chasnus. So the most obvious way to go about that is, let's make something to Machalos Asuras. We'll make the Bishul Yakim into Machalos Asuras Midrabanan. So that's what the Rashba says. The Tama Takana is Chasnas, but the Tsuras Takana, the Ofan Takana, was Machalos Asuras. It's Machalos Asuras. It'll be on Midrabanan, but then it's governed by all the usual rules. For instance, Machalos Asuras, you have a rule of Tam Ke'ikar. You have a rule of Girulei Klei Nachrim. The Kalim, their Balu and Meisir, have to be captured before you use them again. The Rashba says that's the rule. Chazal, the reason, rationale was chasnus, but what they actually created, because they wanted to create an obstacle to chasnus, what they created was new machalos asuras. That's what the Rashba is pretty clear about. And the Ra'ah does not like that at all. No, they didn't create machalos asuras. They made isurei chasnus. They don't do things that will lead to chasnus. Like an isur maisa, loosely speaking. It's not isur chetzin. Say, this is treif. They said, don't eat this, or don't eat in this way. As an illustration, we get to Kuf Yudalad in Mirtz Hashem, the next siman, the sugya of Sheikh Harakim. So the Gemara says that there were several Amoraim who held, and we seem to pass in this way, and we'll see the ins and outs in the Rishonim, that non-Jewish beer is only usher in the non-Jew's property. So to drink the beer in the bar, or in the store, or in the non-Jew's house, that's a problem. But to buy the beer and take it home, that's not a violation of Sheikh Rakam. But what does that mean? Is it a treif or is it a kasher? We don't assume that you have to keep a kasher home. Right? We assume that a Jew needs to eat only kosher food. So I understand. If it's in one location, the beer is treif, a different location, the beer is kasher, what does that mean? It's the same beer. Elamai, what do you see? L'chora, there, it sounds, even according to Rashba, we'll have to see when we get to Sheikh Rakam, there, it's not that it's a Macholos Asuras. It's Chazal said, there's an Isser Maisa, you're not allowed to drink beer in a certain way. A certain type of beer in a certain type of way, to drink this, the beer manufactured by the Nachri, in the Nachri's property, That's a behavior that's inappropriate. That's a behavior that's too dangerous. It's risky behavior. It has a high risk of leading you to chasnas. In Isra Maisa, not that the Chept is Machal Sasurus. So the question is, how about Bishul Akum? Does Bishul Akum also operate like that? That's what the Ra'ah says. It's an Isra Chasnas. And the Rashba says no. So harbe nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr and both Tam Ke'ikr directly. I have the vegetables cooked with the meat, and then I wash the vegetables off, so there's no residue on the outside, no be'en on the outside, but it was bolea tam basar. Or I have the dough that I bake together with the fish, and then I take the dough off and I scrape the dough clean. There's no residue of fish, but there can be bleus of fish. Right? That was one case. A direct tam, we call tam rishon, no same tam. Or you have the kalim, a tam sheni. I have the kalim that the nachri cooked the bas v'chalav in, and now I cook kosher food in it. So I didn't cook the kosher food directly with the bishul akum. It's one step removed. It was in the same kalim. So is that a problem or not a problem? So that's a classic machokas rashba. Another one, Ra'ah says, fascinating, is he says, he has at length, he talks here in this piece of Berak HaBayis, and Ramah quotes in Sif Tezayin, Akum shebisha l'chola b'shavis, mutil matzoi shavis, afilu livbari. If a nachri cooks for a Jewish sick person on Shabbos, so then a healthy person is allowed to eat it. After Shabbos, even a healthy person could eat it. Forget about Hilcha Shabbos and Melechas Akum, Simon Shin Chafein Arachayim, as being Nana from Melechas Akum. Leaving that aside, let's say it's after Shabbos, you don't have to think about it. Here also it may have been Mutzah to ask a Nachri. You're allowed to ask a Nachri. I'm not allowed to do Melecha myself for a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. Chol She'yesh Bo Sakana, of course, one can and must be Melecha al Shabbos if need be, if it's necessary to save his life. Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, no one's in danger, no hazard. He fell sick. He has the flu. He has a really bad cold. He's very uncomfortable. He's bedridden. He's not. The doctor says he's not, no one's dying. There's no danger, but he's sick. He's bedridden. Chol she'ein bo sakana. So a Jew is not allowed to do malacha. Chol she'ein bo sakana. But that we assume that Amir l'nachri is mutter. I'm allowed to ask the nachri to turn on the lights, turn off the lights, to cook food for him, to make. The fellow needs hot chicken. He's really sick, 102 fever, and he would do well with hot drinks. It would really be helpful. And the hot water is done. The urn is empty. So you're allowed to ask, l'chadchila, ask a nachri, please fill the urn and turn it on. Please fill the kettle, light the fire, fill the kettle. Several malachas d'oraisa, no problem. That's a mir l'nachri, l'tzarcho, she'en v'osakana, mutter. Question is, a hot water and tea is not a bishul akum problem. But I asked the nachri to make chicken soup. In the Jew's kosher kitchen, kosher ingredients, bishul akum. How does that work? How's it work for the chola? I forget about the chola. Okay, maybe we're makel for the chola. Say we're makel for Amir Lakum. But there's leftover chicken soup. He made a pot of chicken soup. You make chicken soup by the pot. But Lamaisa, the chola had a couple of bowls, but then there's leftovers. So Matzah Shabbos, I say, let's have fresh chicken soup. It was cooked 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. Geschmack. So let's have Fleisha Kamlava Malka. Is that mutter or is that treif, Bishalakum? So the Ra'ah says, no problem. Don't worry about Bishalakum. Why? Because the Nachri cooked it for the Chol on Shabbos. So first you look at that, and that's where Ramah quotes. Right? So first you look at that, and you say, wow, I don't understand. That makes it better? And now it's a double problem. It's Bishul Akum, any day of the week, plus the Nachri cooked it. Okay, so there was a Heter because of Tzar Chol. But why does that make it, maybe the Chol gets rid of the Amir L'Nachri problem. And maybe even the Melechas Nachri Bishul Yisrael. But how did that solve the Bishul Akum problem? Well, what does that mean? So you see the Ramah, it says, the Ra'ah talks for lines and lines. Ramah here gives you one phrase, the very last phrase in the Ramah, in some Kefir Gimel, the Chol ki hai gavna hekeira ikka. Such a case, there's a hecker. This is the second aspect of the Ra'ah's lumdus. He says, one way that only Mishum Chasnas plays out is, you give me food, that's enticing. That's socially significant. But the fact that there's flavor of the food, nivel, and somebody else, where the chashash chasas. That was one type of nafkamina. That's why the Ra'ah was meko and tam keker. Another type of nafkamina is the Ra'ah says, whenever you have a heker, it's going to be mutter. So yes, the chol made chicken soup, it's the same type of chicken soup that on a Sunday or a Tuesday would be you would serve it to a guest, it's a chashash thing, you would serve it at a formal dinner for soup. So that's a chashash chasnas. But if there's a hecker, that's a matir. What's the hecker? So we're going to keep our eyes on that as we move forward throughout the rest of Hilchas Bishlach, the notion of hecker. But here's an example. It's so unusual. This is like strange. So the mail is a reminder, this isn't a normal situation, so that reduces the chashash chasmas. Hecker. We'll see as we go get into the sugya of Jewish involvement, how much does a Jew have to do to be involved in the cooking, that notion of hecker may be coming up also. We'll keep our eyes on it when we get there. So the Ra'ah says, since it's such an unusual, I doubt, what's a hecker? Presumably because on Shabbos, the only way to cook for the chola is via nachri. I could not have done it myself because there's no sakana and it's a malacha. It had to be Aydei Nachri. So probably what the Ra'ah means is that highlights the difference between Nachri Yisrael and Nachrim. The whole idea of chasnas is we have to maintain and highlight the Havdalah bein Yisrael Amim, Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. We have to remember that everyone's created B'tzelem Elokim. At the same time, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Bam L'makom. We're all part of humanity, Ger V'Tosha, all part of humanity, but at the same time, we are a distinct and different group in certain spiritual, metaphysical ways. Havdal bein Yisrael Amen. So that's ultimately what the Chashash Chasnas is about. So here, you're highlighting that, because you're saying, I had to ask the Nachri, this is something I could not have done myself on Shabbos. So then there's a hecker. So that itself, the very fact that it could only be Ayidei Nachri, reduces and blunts the concern of Chasnas. That's what the Ra'ah says. That's why he holds that. That if the Nachri cook for Chol on Shabbos, then there's no problem of Bishalakam. Now, again, that's a prime example of something that Rav Josh would say, what on earth does that mean? It's Macholos Asuras. What does it matter when this case is less of a Chashash? The Chashash is the background for why Chazal created Macholos Asuras. But Lomais, they made a trait. It's a trait for trait. Low plug. So that's the second major Nafkamina. And then the third Nafkamina might be, there are more, but three for today. The third Nafkamina is that might be, that's some of the reasons to be Makel and Sif Dalid on where the Nachri who's cooking, doing the cooking, is the Shivcha. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalid, Yesh Misha Matir B'Shvacha Shalanu, Yesh Misha Osera Filo B'Dievet. Achulkas have shown him. Whether is there a problem of bishalakum if the mevashel is not the next door neighbor, the mevashel is my shifcha. Now, why would that be? So the Ra'ah actually says, that's mutter because it's less chashash chasnas. Less chashash chasnas. The Ra'ah actually quotes. He quotes from the Ramban. And handles about lechatchila b'diavad, but it says, look, if the nachri is a shifcha, he quotes Ramban, who does it mitoch kfiya, they have no option to say no, they need to do it, so that's. That's not... Now, one could have argued there's more of a concern of chasnos. If someone who I have more control over what she does, so maybe there's an increased concern of inappropriate behavior. Maybe there's an increased concern of chasnos. Okay, one could have made the argument that there's an increased concern of chasnos when it's someone who works for me and does not have the option of quitting, which sounds like what the shifcha we're talking about is. And in a chanami, as an aside, next year we'll learn Hilchos Yichud, but when there's domestic help living in the house, even if they are free to walk, and they're not this sort of shivcha that we're discussing, it's sometimes living under the spain, too much time under the same roof, there's a much greater concern of Hilchos Yichud, libo gaspa sometimes even, and again, that may be in a certain sense a greater concern, Rahman Tzlan, of chasnas. But the Ra'ah makes the argument, B'shem Ramban, they're acting out of kfiyah. It's not like a friendly gesture. The next door neighbor made something, brings over cookies. That's pasakim. The next door neighbor, grilled eggplant for me and brought over the neighborly gesture. That's a friendly gesture. There's a concern of chasnas. Rabban says, Rabban quotes Rabban. He has no choice. I told him or her, this is what you're doing. Now you're cooking. They don't have an option. There's no bechir chavshes, but they don't have the volition to say, no, I'm not doing it today. It wasn't a it wasn't the act of goodwill and act of friendship. It was just they were following instructions. So that's the Ra'a Kotz Ramban. If it was just following instructions, maybe that's not the classic scenario of Chasnus. Because there was no friendship, there was no goodwill in that gesture. That's the first of the four reasons why that Rishonim discussed for why one might possibly be makel on Shvachos Shalanu. And that one, again, the Ra'ah is quite explicit. That fits into this overall way of thinking that it's not a low plug, and it's only if there's chasnas. So, but Shvachos Shalanu, because it's mitoch kefiyah, there's less chasnas. The Chilkas Binyamin and others have a discussion, well, how about if you have an employee? I have a Jewish-owned factory, a Jewish-owned food factory with non-Jewish employees. Or, bring it closer to home, I have a Jewish-owned restaurant with a non-Jewish chef. So, the Jewish chef is not doing it as an act of friendship to me. He has a job. He's hired. He gets paid X per hour to fill the orders. Now, that's even more difficult to say. As the Achronim point out, even those Ramban, Ra'ah, who would be Mekel on the Shivcha Osim Mitoch Kviya, but that Mitoch Kviya sounds like they're indentured. They don't have the right to quit. A Poel, an employee, has the right. Poel Yochel Achzor Yifil Bem Tayom. He's hired, but he could quit. Which is true for workers, employees in a restaurant, and it's true for domestic help. Domestic help nowadays, they can and do leave of their own volition. They say, I quit, and they're gone. So it's very, even those Rishonim who would be make a lechatchila b'diyeved by the Shvacho Shalom based on Ba'al Ra'ah, but it's very hard to apply it in a contemporary context. We do not have the Metzias of indentured servants. Lincoln freed the slaves. We have employees sometimes. We might be others' employees, or we might have employees working for us, but they have the right to walk. That's very difficult to apply, cheshbon number one. The second of the four reasons that Rishonim raised for lahakel b'shvacho shalom, the second sad, is a Tosa quote from Rabbeinu Avraham, and then it gets quoted by the B'shem the Yisra v'Heter also, Beis Yisrael. Maybe Beveis Yisrael, that's a top toast, was from Lama Chesamav. Beveis Yisrael, maybe there's more room to be makel. Why? Again, because it's not like the Nachri cooks something in his house and he's bringing over the friendly gesture, or he might invite me to his house. The Nachri is cooking in my kitchen. That's what that you saw. The toast as the machlokas is Bishal Akam Aser Beveis Yisrael. That second side, too, sounds like it's being motivated by the Ra'az type of thinking. That you have to see, does the concern of chasnas apply or not? One could even argue that the machlokas in that top tosis is the same as machlokas Rosh Barah. Do you care about the tam, or do you say it's a low plug? Or you could say, maybe the tam agrees that we care about the tam, but just doesn't think that Beis Yisrael practically reduces chashash chasnas. The third reason, l'hakel, you saw they quote in the name of the, open up a tour, Beis Yosef Dark Emotion, the third reason, l'hakel, is what they quote the name of the Maharai, that Iafsher Shalo Yechata. That's what the Ramah talks about. The Ramah says, look, B'dievad you could be Samach of the Mekilim. Rafil Lechatchila Ramah writes, Sevdalad, Noagim Lahakal Beis Yisrael. Why? Shashvachal Avad Mevashal Beis Yisrael. So it sounds like, oh, I already have two kulas, Beis Yisrael, Ben Avram, and Shivcha, Ramban, Ra'ah. But he says, the reason why we're making a lechatchila, ki e efshar shelo yechateh echad mibnei habayis ma. Because for sure, one of the Jewish members of the household must have poked the fire at some point. The soup was cooking for 3 hours. At some point, one of the Jewish members of the household must have poked the fire. And that already, that's the middle of the siman, if the Jew is mishtatef in the cooking, so it's mutter. So that's reason number three to make on Shvach HaShalom, because probably one of the Jews was a mechateh. And that's what they quote from the late Chachmei Ashkenaz. The problem is, that's not relevant b'zman hazeh. Modern technology has obviated that. That was once upon a time, when it was an avodah to keep the fire in the hearth going. You had actual a wood fire under your soup. So yeah, anyone who's gone camping with a campfire knows you have to maintain the fire. If you don't maintain the fire, it's going to go out. But we have gas ovens. We have gas stoves. We have electric ovens and electric stoves. You turn them on, they stay on, unless you have a problem with technology. But under normal circumstances, no one is... The only reason why you would twiddle the knob on your stovetop is if there's a reason from a culinary perspective to raise or lower the fire. But there is no the rove that the Rama is quoting, that's no longer the case. We don't have those types of fires. So the third reason of Iyav Shoshalichata is no longer relevant, again, unless you're going camping. But a normal home situation or an industrial situation or a restaurant, we have modern stoves, modern ovens. That's not true. We're not dealing with the same mitzias. The principle is true. That if the Jew was machata, or if there's a rove, the Jew was machata, it's mutter. That rove is not relevant to our technology. The issue of the shivcha b'beis Yisrael, okay, the Rama said that the b'dieved, we wouldn't allow you to do it, but if they did it, so then the food isn't treif. You don't have to throw the food out. And as the Vilna Gaon points out, it's a combination of the first two reasons. If it's a shivcha, so you have the Ramban Ra'ah, and it's B'beis Yisrael. So you have a Bein Avram. So between the two, we're willing to make a B'dievet. If you already did it, you don't have to throw out the food. B'vaiter, the problem is, we don't have reason number one either. We don't have Shivcha. That's what many of posts can point out. We have Po'alim. They're hired, but they can leave. It's not the same degree of Kfiyah. It is still B'beis Yisrael. But it's questionable in postgame if the only cool that the Vilna Gaon said is Sivkan Yeralev, the reason why we're making a b'dievet is because you have a combination of the first two tzedadim of Shivcha and Beis Yisrael. But we don't have Shivcha, we only have Beis Yisrael. So can we make on that even b'dievet? That's a question in postgame debate. The third tzad of Iyav Shloi Chater we don't have. And the fourth tzad, the Bach, is Medayek. From the Rav, and the Rajbah says, no, Pashut, that Shivcha is a problem. Again, that's Rajbah L'shitaso. That I don't care about whether shashchasas or not. So the Bach is medayik. You saw the Bach that here's tzad number four. If shivcha kananis mamish, like as in underwent geirus l'shem tefila l'shem shivchas tefila l'shem avdas chay v'mitzvus, you know chay v'mitzvus ki isha yisraelis. The Reb Chaim points out the machlokes Tosfos and Rambam. Whether Eved Kanai Shivcha Kananis has full Kedushas Yisrael or partial Kedushas Yisrael. They point out the din is that when you're Meshachar and Eved Kanani, Shivcha Kananis, they have to undergo a second Tevila. When they became Eved or Shivcha, they underwent the Tevila Shem Avdos. And the din is at the end, when they become freed, they have to have a second Tevila L'Shem Geiris. So Reb Chaim points out, I believe there's a machlokas Tosfos and Rambam where that second tevila is d'oraisa or drabanan. So if you understand the second tevila is drabanan, that means basically the Eved Kanani has full Kedushas Yisrael, happens to not be chayv in all mitzvahs. Okay, but full Kedushas Yisrael, fundamentally, just with a patur from certain mitzvahs. So the tevila at the end is just a drabanan to make it heker, to make it clear that you know, other things have changed in terms of whether he can marry and so on and so forth in mitzvahs. This is Ezra and Rambam, but basically he doesn't. It's not a real Geirus. The Geirus was completed originally. Whereas the Rambam, Reb Chaim posits, the Rambam holds that the second Tevila is a Tevila Doraisa, and that's because the Rambam holds that the Eved Kanani, it's not that he's full Kedushas Yisrael, but just a Patur from certain mitzvahs. The Rambam holds it's not a full Kedushas Yisrael. He has partial Kedushas Yisrael. Jewish men and Jewish women have full Kedushas Yisrael. Whether or not you're chayv in mitzvah seishan grama, but Jewish men and Jewish women have full kedushas Yisrael. But Reb Chaim suggests in the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos and says, but Eved Kanani is only partial kedushas Yisrael, and that's why when he's freed, he needs a second tefila l'shem geirus min haTorah to be mashlim the rest of the tefilah. It's a two-step process of geirus. First half when he becomes an Eved, second half when he goes from Eved to Meshuchar. Be that as it may, whether you hold like the Rambam that the Eved has partial Kedushas Yisrael, or you hold like Tosfos the Eved has full Kedushas Yisrael, but he does have Kedushas Yisrael. He's not an Achri. Right? So that's the Bach is Medayik from the Rashba. An actual Eved Kanani, Shifa Kananis, that underwent Tvila in the case of Eved Kanani, Mila, and Zchayiv ben Mitzvahs except for Mitzvah Seisha, Hazman, Groma, yeah, there. That's side number four. Even the Rashba would agree that real Eved Kanani Shivcha Kananis, there's no Bishalachim because he's Jewish. But weiter, that clearly, we live post-Lincoln. Lincoln freed the slaves. We don't have Eved Kanani Shivcha Kananis. I was told by a friend of mine that if you, if you, you know, if if you're interested in bibliographical research, you can find Sidurim that were published in the antebellum American South. And you know, our Sidurim have in the Bracha section, you have Pirkas HaMazon, and you have Alam Michir, then you have the Seder Bris Milah and the Seder Pinyan Ben. That there are Sidurim from the antebellum American South that also have the Seder Geirus Milas Eved Kanani, because it came up. Fascinating. Okay, but that was, again, if those Jews were actually keeping the din, they were treating their Avadim Kananim radically different from what was the norm in the American South. They were treating Avadim Kananim with human decency, kifi hadin. Very, very different than standard American slaves. It's hard to even know whether the word slave is an appropriate word at all. But be that as it may, that Mitzias no longer applies because we live post-emancipation. So we don't have Tzad number one, the Ramban, the Ra'at, it doesn't exist. We don't have indentured people who can't. We generally, in a legal scenario, we don't have employees who cannot quit. We do not have, technologically, we don't have the third Tzad of the Maharai, that Yef Shishol Yechata, and we don't have the fourth Tzad, the Bach points that even according to Rashba, Evzik Kanai Shiv Chagnanis is Mutter. The only Tzad that we still have is Beis Yisrael. That day in Tosfos. So whether you would even be Mekel Midrabanan, that's a Shaila that Poskim discussed, not so Pashit. One more point. Again, so what have we discussed? And let's add one or two final points. We built out the Machlokas Rashbar, the fundamental Machlokas, what's the nature of Bishul, the Dindraban Bishul Akum. Is it that as the Rashbar said, yes, the Tama Takana was Chasnus, but the what they actually created, the nature of the Dindra Rabban, the Tzuras HaTakana, the Ofan HaTakana, whatever you want to call it, is a Machol HaTzuras Midra Rabbanan, Kol Tikkun Rabban Kein Dereisa Tikkun. So then it doesn't matter, once they create it, it doesn't matter whether in a given case there's a Chashash Chasnus or not. Whereas Ra'ah says, no, they didn't create an Isser Cheftz of Machol HaTzuras, they created like Isser Maisa, not to do certain behaviors which increase the risk of eating certain foods in a way that increases the risk of Chasnus is going to be forbidden. Eating non-Jewish cooked food. Okay, but only if it creates the risk of it, if it heightens the risk of chasnas. So we discussed three nafkaminas, tam ke'iker, in two variations of tam ke'iker, both two foods cooked together as well as the kalim that were used as bishul akum. We'll come back to that in a moment with a postscript. Number two, we discussed chole. If we had to do amila nachri, for Lutzara Chol Hashem Basakana B'Shabbos, the only way to cook the Chol Hashem Basakana Shabbos is Adei Nachri. So Ra'ah says, that's enough of a hacker, that's Matir. And the Rashba would disagree. Number three, we saw two of the four arguments to be Meiko on Shivcha, Shvacho Shalanu, the first two arguments, namely the Rabban Mashem Ra'av, it's Miktoch Kfiya, and the Rabbeinu Avram and Tosas, it's Bebeis Yisrael, those first two arguments are built on, well, these are situations where there's reduced chashash chasnas, and the Rashba rejects it. Number four, there are several more nafkaminas. There are at least three more nafkaminas. Additionally, we raised about three: Tam Ke'iker, Chol B'Shabbos, and the Shvacha Shalanu. There are several more nafkaminas. We'll see. But just to come in attractions, which from next week, we're going to move to the next Sif Hey, and the next Gemara, that's why it's the next Sif, is we'll see about, the Gemara says that even if the Nachri cooked, it's some of the rules, start getting into what are the rules of what's considered a Bishul, the type of Bishul Nachri, the type of Maisa Asers, one of the conditions is, it has to be with Kavana Levashel. We'll get to that next week, but just bear in mind that might be nafkamina number four. The reason why we care about kavana might be because that raised, if he knew what he was doing, there's more chashashas than if it was unwitting bishul. Already next sif is going to be possibly nafkamina number four. Let's just close with one point to go back to be mashlim in terms of the first nafkamina. Okay, we spoke with three nafkaminas, tam ke'iker, and Chol B'Shabbos, and Shvacha Shalanu, in terms of Tam Ke'iker, just to wrap up La Halacha, two things. Number one, the Mechaber goes on to say, at the end of Sif Tezayin, Afila divra matzrichim hechsher, even if you hold like the Rashi, do up to kasha the kalim, but there's more room to makel than in a typical hechsher kalim. Normally, you cannot be machshir ceramic at all. That's a din based on psukim and chumash. But by bishalakim, even though the Rashi says you have to kasher, but if you have, let's say, a ceramic bowl, ceramic mug, what have you, it's, you can do hagaola three times vidayo. This is a low level din drabanan, because the din drabanan is not directly, it's not even an extension, it's not even like maybe poultry in milk. Olf b'cholav is like a din drabanan, but sort of an extension, a drabanan form of the bas b'chol, which is fundamentally deraisa. That's a yesh lo ikar min haTorah. Here, it's an isra ban. It's not a form of any isra. It's not a drabanan form of some isra deraisa. So it's interesting. The Rashba is saying it's low plug. It's a machalos asuris, but still, as the Vilna Gaon gives you the background. If you look at the page Shulchan Aruch, Vilna Gaon gives you the background. Sivkat and Mem Aleph. There's the Yerushalmi and Trumas that says it. There are other cases, not just Bishlakim. There are several cases where they're lower level Yisru and Drabbanan. We are more makel in terms of the rules of Hechsher. So this would be an example. That's something important to keep in mind. Even though you have to kasher, but there are certain kulas that we would introduce. Now, the question is, do you have to kasher or not? Now, we said, we opened by saying, well, where we left off last week, which we began today, is, 2 days in Taisvis, Machlek is Achrayinim, Batam Ke'ekirai by Bishalakim, Machlek is Shach and Kufyud Beis, and the Rikiveg and the Chavaz Das, beginning of our Simon Kufyud Gimel, versus the Vilna Gaon beginning of our Simon, is there Bishalakim, is there Tam Ke'ekir or not? And the Rov Poskim hold Mutter, no Tam Ke'ikr. That as long as I have Rove, Tam Ke'ikr is Bishal, the Tam Bishalakim is Batzel Barov. The question is, but on the other hand, the Shach here talks about Kashering the Kalim. He says in Sifka, the last Sifka in the Shach, Sifka Chafav, he says, well, if you forbidden Kasher the Kalim and you did reuse them, so then if there's a Rove in the Tavshil, it's Mutter. The Bishule Akum Betalim Barov. Kiddel El, I send you back to Simon Kuf Yud Bey, Sifka and Chav Gimel. Question is, so then why do you have to Kasher the Kalim? I don't understand. The Shach holds that Bishul Akum is Batel Barov. So why am I Kashering the Kalim at all? So there are, right? Make up your mind. Right? As we said from the outset, the first of the nafkaminas Rosh Barah is Tam Ke'ikr. And Tam Ke'ikr comes in two formats. The more chamor situation, where I'm directly cooking two foods with each other, and the more kal situation, where just I'm reusing the kalim. So the tam is one step, to not by now, one step removed. I understand. We're makel. The Shach already said, we're makel on the two foods being blended together directly, but we're machmer on kalim. How are you talking? Pule plan. Now the answer is that we're mekel b'diavad or machmer l'chatchila. So if I cook the two foods together, yes, it's direct infusion of flavor. Well, so once you have a situation of a taruvus of bishalakim, we do not throw the food out. As long as it's batel barov, that's good enough. But we wouldn't allow you to mix it. Whether it's because the Vatla is the Chathchila, or whether because the Chathchila we would want to be Machir for the Rashba. And so too, the Kalim. Food, you can't kasher. If you cooked vegetables with meat, and the vegetables have time of meat, there's no kashering available. Either you're going to eat the vegetables despite the time of the Bishalakim, or you're going to throw in the garbage. So then we say, that's the Bidyeva situation. Either eat it or throw it out. So we say, you're not going to throw it out. You rely on the Ra'al. Bidyeva, it's already done, you rely on the Ra'al. But kalim, typically you have an option. What's your option? Kasher them. So then we say, it's not right to just reuse the kalim without kashering. And here, even if it's cheres, usually cheres, I can kasher, but here I can. I have the Yerushalmi. It's a low level of Rabbanan. You can even kasher the cheres. Then we would tell you, it's not right l'chatchila to be mevatel b'shalakim barov. Number one, it may be a problem, ein mevatel is a chatchila. And number two, it may also be that we want l'chatchila to be machmer for the Rashba. The Rashba would say, even if b'dieved, the panada, the dog, got thrown all out. Rashi would say, you cooked with the kelim, bishul, I cooked kosher food, the Jew cooked the same kelim that the Nachri used an hour earlier, throw out the food. Tom kicker bishul akum. So we don't say even b'dievet throw out the food, but we do say if you have an option, you could kasha the kelim, that's not right to rely on the ra'ah. All the other scenarios are typically b'dievet. Right? The shvachos, well, the shvachos, that's a question. Do you rely on l'chadchila or not? The ra'ah himself is not so keen on relying on l'chadchila. On the Shvachah Shalana, if you take a look. And the Chol of the Shabbos, you don't have any other option. I have a Chol, I need the Nachri to cook for the Chol. And now the food is made. It's not a question of, can I be machshir the food? It's not a question of, can I have Yisrael cook and say, I cannot have Yisrael cook. It's Shabbos. And now the food is made. Now I have leftover soup. It's not a question of, can I change it? Can I tweak it, eat it, or toss it? So we are making like the Ra'ah, b'dievet. We generally do not rely on it. That's how we buy. That's what Ramad said earlier in Sifdal also. But the Yevon you can rely on Beis Yisrael and Shifcha. Yeah, but the Yevon rely on the Ra'ah. Not Chatchila. But the Yevon, the food, the kosher food cooked together with Bishlakim, that's a Rebbe Yevon. Or, as the Shach says, I didn't kasher the kelim and I reuse it for other food. Okay, now that's Beis Yevon. So we would say, ironically, someone calls you and says, Gevalt, I just made salami, kosher, a Jew made kosher salami and eggs in the frying pan, and I realized, I just found out that the Nachri made bishalakim in the frying pan 3 hours earlier. So what would we say? Eat the eggs, bakasha the pan. Not funny. Eat the eggs, bakasha the pan. Yeah. Because with the eggs, it's a question of to throw it out. Not mechuv to throw it out. So you let it eat the eggs, based on the ra'ah. But, we wouldn't allow you to go and use the frying pan again, l'chatfila, if you could kasher it. So eat the eggs, but kasher the pan before the next time use that pan. And weiter, if you forget and use the pan again, eat that food, but l'chadchil, you should kasher the pan before the next time. So those are, again, the first three nafka minas in this massive, fundamental machlokes Rosh Ra'ah, tam ke'ikar, both direct and via kelim, chol l'b'Shabbos, and shvachah shalanu. The first two out of the fourth son l'hakel are rooted in the thinking of the Ra'ah. Which next week we're going to go on to Sif Hei, the Sugi of Kavan. The next piece is a long piece of Gemara, a Gishmaka piece of Gemara, and we'll see how it plays out in terms of Sif Hei.